My name is Travis, and that is Los, and it's a late night.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome to Late Nights with Travis and Los. My name is Travis, and to my right is my co-host, Los. And we are, we have this podcast, and we talk about creativity, we talk about professionalism in the creative world, and how to be a grown-up. Just grow up, guys.
Late nights with Travis and Los.
So tonight is going to be an interesting night because we are going to be doing like a review or like a redux, a retrospective on some recent events.
Yes,
mostly talking about the hosting of the. What was it? The world premiere of Design Disruptors, a film that was developed and produced by Envision Software.
Hey guys, you want to talk to me?
Sure, let's
do it. All right, my name is Travis, and so this is a Facebook Live.
Okay.
And my name is Travis, and this is Los, and we're doing a live broadcast in front of the Castro Theater here in San Francisco. And what's happening is Envision App, the startup, the technology company based in New York, has developed a film. It's a documentary called Design Disruptors. And we're talking to everybody here on the line. You've been here on the line how long?
Maybe like 10 minutes now.
Oh, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow. The other people said they got here at 3 o'clock, and that was just like two steps up. So how did you hear about this?
I was freaking out the entire time.
You were nervous?
Yeah, I may have not appeared it.
I may have been ice cold.
I may have been lettuce cool.
Lettuce cool? I don't know if lettuce cool is a thing.
it's a direct translation from Spanish.
Ice cold is lettuce cool?
No, because they say fresco como una lechuga, which means like fresh like lettuce.
Fresh like lettuce. Oh, that's my new phrase.
You know, fresh
like lettuce. Fresh like lettuce.
Tell me that like crunchy fresh lettuce, right? You know it's fresh.
Fresh like lettuce. So the way we had it set up is we knew that we were going to have a few set interviews.
Mm-hmm.
We knew who they were. I made some note cards for us.
That was great.
Thanks. I like did some research on who the people were, where mm-hmm. their backgrounds, and like I outlined a few possible questions that we could ask them. And then when it goes live, how it goes through your mind?
I'm nodding my head. Here we are.
You're like, okay, these are my questions. I got it. I'm ready. And then like, okay, we're live. And you're like, oh crap, I don't know what's going on.
What do you think this film will do for the design industry? Are you a designer yourself?
Designer, art director, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What do you think it'll do for the industry?
Ask me after it's done.
I don't know. This, or maybe this, maybe disrupt it?
Disrupt it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, hey, thank you. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to talk to you.
Okay, so we walked the crowd and like we did some questions with the crowd, which was cool. That was fun. And then
but every time I asked a question in the crowd, I was like, is this person going to freak out? Are they going to drop the ball?
They were all pretty cool.
A few of them kind of.
And then we moved on.
Yeah, you just move on quickly.
Oh,
people are eating pizza. That makes for great interviewing. Yo, get a slice. Let's get the slice. You know you called for it when you were eating pizza. You know you called for it. Who has the most pizza in their mouth?
You.
we're gonna give a few minutes. For those of you tuning in, we're streaming Facebook.
And then I get to my first interview with Voss.
Oh, Voss, yeah.
He takes my cue card.
He took your cue cards. Yeah. I had a similar experience with Clark.
He took your microphone?
He took the microphone. I'm like, no, I'm the interview. What?
Why don't you just hold the mic then?
You grabbed it. I'm like, hold the mic. You don't tell Clark to hold the mic.
Clearly not. Okay. So this is, I want the world
to see this beautiful industry and understand and maybe demystify some to some degree, right? The thinking and the magic that we all see going into these magical little icons that we click on our screens every day.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you for making this film, for coming in. That was awesome.
Spirits flowing. Yeah.
That was so cool. Hey, dude, what did you think about that interview?
He was so funny.
Oh man,
he really stole the interview. Oh, and I was like, go man, go.
Go,
this is good,
this is your show. That was really cool. So there's like a few things there about being live.
Clark is, for you guys listening at home, Clark is the CEO of Envision, the company that invited us out.
He's cool.
He's super cool. We gelled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not expecting him to be that cool.
Yeah.
Not at all.
What do I have here in the bag? Does anybody really care?
I love this.
The kind of people who are watching right now might actually care about what I'm about to do.
Yeah, what do you got?
You ready for this? So when I'm traveling, this is serious. Right? It's about to get real.
Okay.
The struggle in San Francisco is real. I'm from Brooklyn, okay, where I have my home and the snacks I enjoy. So I occasionally will get baby food.
That's baby food. You know it's good too, though.
Because it is good, and you can pop it in your pocket.
And you,
and if you get hungry between meetings, you just quick
squeeze and go.
A tick, squeeze.
It was great. So who are you most excited or like what were you excited about interviewing or seeing or doing?
I was most excited to give this behind the scenes look and play with the new platform that Facebook has. at this level.
Really, like just techie.
The technicality of it.
Yeah, you kind of ran with that, and I was really happy to see that you were getting so into the stream. What's the best rig for your phone? Like you kind of went all out.
Yeah, the thing is, it's high stakes. I want it to be successful,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a lot of work to make sure that.
When I said this is all your brainchild, I'm not kidding. Like, you did a great job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. You did really took the opportunity and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that was the most thing that excited me, was like understanding this new platform. Like it's a new art form. Mm-hmm. Like it's untapped, undefined. Like there's some tips online, but those are just kind of like.
Do you like live video?
Do I like live video? Oh, I don't know yet.
I don't. I've, like the first live dev tips that I ever did, I learned immediately that I don't like live video.
I don't. I mean, it's like
it's a fistful of nerves.
It is a fistful of nerves,
right in the face. Because like I was like honestly, when the night was over, I was so high. On, you know,
adrenaline.
Adrenaline. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was flooded with adrenaline.
Mm.
I was like, I can't even think straight. I can't calm down. I can't do anything right now. And like I was like, I just need to sit in a dark room. And we went back into the theater when it was dark. Nobody in the theater. And we sat in those chairs for like 10 minutes.
We did.
Just not doing anything.
We did.
We're just trying to like calm down.
Yeah.
That was
needed. It was really, I enjoyed it a lot. So that was the thing that I was like most excited about. The secondary thing that I was excited about was, get to meet these industry leaders that are paving the way.
Really smart people.
Mm-hmm, and continue to pave the way.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything about interviewing?
Did I learn anything about interviewing itself?
Yeah, yeah. Because interviewing somebody for a podcast is different because, again, it's not live. You can just...
Here's the one thing that I was frustrated with myself is like...
Okay.
I'd listen... And then I knew I only had like 5 minutes with them, and I had an outline of things that I wanted to ask, and there was like I had to keep looking at my cue card, so I didn't like that because I felt like I wasn't paying as much attention as I needed to be.
Yeah,
as I would do in a normal conversation.
We talked about it before. We were like, it's better to ask one good question,
mm-hmm,
and let them talk for 5 minutes than to
force
them to be fast because you have to ask five questions.
Yeah.
Jared, this is live on Facebook. Trevin Lowe's hosting.
How's it going?
What's up?
Good to see you, buddy. Tell us what you saw.
All right. So we just saw a movie on design, particularly how it helps people disrupt industries. What I actually find pretty interesting about the movie is it's going to be a great resource for me to share with friends, family, especially my mom. I'm like finally telling her exactly what I do. It's like, mom. Yeah, it's just like.
Oh, now I can tell my mom what I do.
So my mom likes kettle corn, not like cheese popcorn. So I'll just. Like, just pop a bag of that, hop in bed 90 minutes, and, like, call me afterwards and we could talk about the design disruption, right? Besides that, though, I found it just really interesting hearing people's like unique takes on how design affects the world. Particularly, Randy J. Hunt at Etsy was talking about, you know, how when you start working on a problem and, you know, all these unique challenges come up with your problem, it's only going to become more nuanced and interesting as your users get bigger, right? So in a sense, you know, your job as a designer is never done. It just develops and you end up having these interesting relationships with problems that just never go away, right? So registration, onboarding, how do you convert a user on an e-commerce page and all that. Like, don't expect to ever solve that problem. Just expect to solve it for maybe the next 2 days and then for something crazy to happen come Friday that you then have to, like, tackle on Monday, right? Which is a good sense of, like, job security because it says that, like, you're never going to be out of a job if the problems are just going to keep evolving. But outside of that, like, it's pretty good. Like, I'm glad someone actually finally attended this. It was interesting to see that it was envisioned.
How do you feel about it? Do you think we accomplished what we set out to do?
I think we did accomplish what we set out to do. I was really excited about what we tried. We genuinely focused and genuinely wanted it to be successful for the team, the Envision team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were able to bring like our late nights flavor to it and the energy.
They were really happy with the results.
Yeah, they were happy.
They were watching it live.
They were watching it live, like at the company too.
Yeah, like back in New York or mm-hmm. whatever. They were the rest of the company was watching our show live, and like apparently they had a Slack channel going.
Yeah,
and they were excited about it.
They were, and I was. I had a few like friends and family that were watching it, and
mm-hmm.
like afterwards, like that was good. That was really good.
It
was fun to watch. Yeah.
Nobody I knew watched it. Like your wife watched it, and my wife goes, "Oh yeah, no." Like I've been doing this so long, she just doesn't even care anymore.
She's like, yeah, whatever. She's like, "You're doing something again."
Yeah, it's like another thing.
So it was cool. I enjoyed it a lot. I think, to answer your question, I think I do like live video.
Yeah.
Because a huge part of it is muddling through and getting to know, like, what it's like.
Yeah.
Right? And here's what's interesting. It's like, you could go to school for, like, broadcast and journalism, mm-hmm. right? Like, to be, like, a news anchor or what have you.
Uh-huh.
And it's formulaic. That's formulaic. I don't think that applies here. Like,
okay.
News journalism, like, I think there's some best practices you can bring. Yeah, it's like, it's live, Facebook, handheld, raw.
And we're here with Dan Petty, who's a designer and YouTuber, organizer of a lot of things as well. Now, you're in a lot of YouTube, a lot of video.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about what do you think about how is video impacting design culture today?
I'm telling you, like, it's weird. Like, just in the past year or two, video just started getting crazy. Yeah. And I think, like, and the rest of this year, the next year, like video is going to be everywhere. It's going to be one of the main focal points of design. I think it's going to change a lot.
You think designers will be using video to communicate their ideas more?
Definitely. You're going to see a lot of designers with blogs now and just like, you know, and no one, they're going to slow down writing all those long posts on Medium and just pick it back up on YouTube. Like, I'm telling you, it's already happening. So
yeah, well, that's
video is so big.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective.
I mean, it's even easier to tell a story with design on video, I think, too, you know?
It's a super effective medium for communication.
For sure.
Totally. Anyway, thanks for taking a part in this.
Yeah, of course.
It's good to see you again. We'll connect again later.
Congrats on the channel and everything you're doing.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
So good.
Dan Petty, everyone.
There's a lot of opportunity with live video for companies to use this as a marketing channel.
Yeah.
It has high engagement. I mean, mm-hmm. Facebook has put out the numbers of like how engaging live video is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how they transition. So like companies are transitioning to mobile. They're still transitioning to mobile and there's like growing pains there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to know like these companies that want to go into live video or these kind of like broadcast networks, ABC, NBC and all that, like how hard would it be for the people that are kind of like born in that type of news journalism to transition mm-hmm. to like live video.
Interesting.
I wonder if they're able to do it or what the pain points are there or if they have to hire like new people.
Millennials. Dude, so I'm just like, I don't know, I thought it was really fun to do. I like pushing the boundaries of what Travel and Los is. Like, it doesn't have to be merely a podcast.
Yeah.
It can be like something that shows up randomly on somebody else's Facebook feed. Why not?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a good retrospective. I think we learned a lot from it, and I'm interested to see how this goes. What else is going to happen, you know, next?
Yeah, we'll see. We're down.
All right, man. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to join the conversation, we'll see you on Twitter at Travin Los, Instagram at Travin Los, and our website is travinlos.com. So let me... I'm just kind of like marveling, because this is like a big company. This is like a $1 million company, and like we record podcasts in our backyard. so how did this happen? Like, you send them an email and like what did you say?
Well, first of all, don't diss the cantina.
No, the cantina. I love the cantina. Sorry, cantina.
It is a tin roof. Okay.
It has feelings.
It has feelings.
Sorry, cantina. I love you.
It's been around for.
It looks like it's gonna fall down.
It does.
Like that. I'm looking at that post right there. It is like at like maybe like 8 degrees, maybe 12 degrees.
And it's rotting and burnt.
There's termites like through this thing.
See, the thing about this is like...
You need to GoFundMe page for this cantina because this thing is busted. But we love it though.
See, the thing about the cantina though is like, you know when something gets so old and broken that like it settles and can't break anymore?
That's not the cantina.
That is the cantina.
I could tear this thing down
you
with one hand.
You cannot. You cannot. It is impossible. It is like...
I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like somebody at like a designer nightclub made it. You know, like when they make it to look nasty and broken down? That's what it looks like.
It's eclectic, man.